You can turn to Philippians chapter 3. I'm just going to share some scriptures here on forgetting the past, moving forward.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. You don't want to get bogged down by past misgivings or whatever you want to call them. But if you, Philippians 3, start in verse 13. Actually, if they're going to title this teaching, I would say, Remember to Forget. anyway. What I say in 3:13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting some of those things, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So those, the forgetting is beautiful because it says to lose it out of your mind, just to get rid of it. Anything that's going to hold you back from doing God's word and God's will. And the things that are behind are, you know, the things that are behind, the things that are past that, like I said, it's going to hold us up. We don't want to be held up. And then to reach forth, what are we reaching forth to? To God, to the things of God and His wonderful word. I mean, just the manifestations. He's just given us so many wonderful, beautiful things to live this life. And thankfully, because the world is not a fun place. It's corrupt and it's not getting any better. But we as believers, if we do these things, if we reach forward to godly things, we get way better. And that's a good thing. In verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the hope, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I press towards there. I pursue it. I follow it. And, you know, we do that as believers. We read God's word. We study God's word. We go to fellowship, classes, all that great stuff. So we do press towards that mark in the things we do. And then in verse 15, it says, let us, therefore, as many as be perfect or mature, be thus minded. And even be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So God's going to let us know what we need to do to live a life free from burdens, like Perry shared last week with the freedom and living in that liberty that Christ set us free from. We have so many wonderful things from our Father. So what's our goal? Our goal is to leave the junk behind. And if you go to Romans chapter 6, when that junk comes up, we want to get rid of it, leave it behind, forget it, destroy it out of our minds so it doesn't hold us back. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life, a new life that our Father gave us, free from all the junk. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, which was the greatest. His resurrection did so much for us as God's kids, made us God's kids. So knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. So God doesn't mince his words here. He wants us to know that that body of sin is destroyed. And our job is just to put it behind, to not let it overtake us in our daily lives. So that free from sin means we're justified, and justified means what? Just as if we never sinned. So that's pretty cool. We don't have to live a life burdened down by sin, because that's what God wants for his kids. In Philippians chapter 4, no wait, sorry, Colossians chapter 2. But now you all know we're going back to Philippians, so.
Spoiler.
Okay,
out of the bag.
Is that it? That's right. In the room, Colossians. Mm-hmm. Colossians chapter 2, mm-hmm. verse 9, we'll start. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. And
Colossians 2.
Oh, I'm in 1. All you Bible scholars caught me. I'm in 2 verse 9. Oh, here we go. That sounds better. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are what?
Complete
in him, which is the head of all principality and power. So we're complete in the guy that's the head of all principality and power. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And when he raised him from the dead, he raised him fully. You know, he got up and he's not going back, but it's incredible. Verse 12, again, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of the God who hath raised him from the dead. And then, verse 13, and you being dead in your sins. So if we're dead in our sins, do we need to have them in our lives anymore? No. And that's what God is saying. You're dead to those sins. Those sins are dead. Stop remembering them. Put an end to them. Being dead to your sins and the uncircumcision of flesh, hath he quickened, made alive together with him. And then, just to top it off, having forgiven you all trespasses. So, you know, we were born into sin, but we've been forgiven of every single one of them. And God doesn't want us to bring them up in our lives anymore. And when we do, he wants us to get rid of them. Verse 14, blotting out, smearing out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. So God reckons it dead, our sins dead, and we have to do that. We have to work to do it, to continue to put that in our remembrance, to keep getting rid of it. Don't let it hold us back. Put it off. And that word, interesting, through very intense research, means all, any, every, and as many as. So it's all covered. Now you can go to Philippians. For chapter 4. There it is. Philippians 4, and we'll just read 13. You guys all know this. Who knows it?
Barry.
Barry knows it?
Barry knows it.
What is it, Barry?
It says,
go ahead.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
So, do we believe that?
Yeah.
So, if we can do all things, can we put the past behind us? Can we, you know, do our best to forget sin, nature, and all that wonderful, not so wonderful stuff? God gave us a great spirit to help us with that. And like Rube, I think Rube prayed about, just remember to speak in tongues and keep that spirit going, energized, and the whole, you know, pipeline greased up so we can hear from our Father. And that we can put off these not really great things. I got one example. This is simple, but I want you to turn to Matthew 16 and the great example of forgetting, which we learned from our wonderful apostles. Matthew 16 and verse 5. It says, and when his disciples were come to the other side, they had what? Forgotten to take bread. They just forgot about it. It's as easy as that. The apostles forgot the bread. We can forget the sin that happens. It's the sin that happens in our lives. If you go to James chapter 1, some more. Now, I'm just wondering if the apostles condemn themselves about forgetting the bread. We don't have to do that. Just forget those sins and don't condemn them. Hebrews, James, right? James chapter 1, 22. No, James 1, yeah, 22. No, I think I wanted to, hold on a second. Let's start in verse 19. It says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Now it says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to what?
Save our soul.
So he wants us to lay apart, to cast it off, those superfluity of naughtiness, you know, those not so great things that the world encourages us to do. But God wants us, you know, if we do them, lay them off, cast them off, and go to him. And then it goes on, verse 22, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth, that continue means to stay near, to remain, to be permanent, that perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So when we remember to forget the junk and remember his words, God's words for us, we're going to be what?
Blessed
in his deed. And that's what God wants for always for his people. So we've got to just keep being good at forgetting the past.
Not forgetting.
And remembering God and what he has for us. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Oh yeah, here's a good way to remember. 5, 1 and 2. A good way to remember God's grace and all his wonderful things is to be therefore followers, and followers means what? Imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. So he wants us to follow him, to imitate the things he put in his word, to make our lives better, and to again cast off the junk. How about Colossians chapter 2. No, I'm in Philippians. Oh, no, I am not. I'm in Colossians 1. Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. So as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, with gratitude. Be thankful that we have this wonderful word to replace the negatives, to replace the negatives that we go through. And walk means to follow. Walk in him means to follow and be occupied with him. So God is telling us here, he wants us to immerse ourselves in him so that we can live a wonderful, blessed, more than abundant life. Like that John 10:10 promises, right? Promises us that more than abundant life. And then rooted means to be stable, steadfast in his goodness, in his word. You go to Romans 15. Romans 15. Oh, this is really, this is cool. Because when we do, you know, when we go to God's word, we study it, we believe it, which is a good thing to do. In verses 1, it says, we then that are strong, helps us to be stronger in his word. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. So we're able to help each other when we build ourselves up in God's word. We build ourselves up in the word. We get rid of the negatives. We get rid of the fear, the doubt, the worry. Like the song goes, we get rid of the downheartedness. And we're able to help each other and love each other like God would have us to do. So it's a good deal for everyone. And then, Acts 17. Happy month, we've got Acts 17. Verse 27 says that they should seek the Lord and haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. So when we're going through trials and tribulations, which the word says we're going to have, we could seek the Lord and haply they might feel after him and find him. And he's never far from us. And for us, He's in us. So he's literally never far from us. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy. Yes, sir. Deuteronomy 4, verse 29, we'll start. There it is. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto his voice. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of the fathers, which he sware unto them. So, God doesn't forget what he promises us in his word. And our job is just to remember what he promises, go and learn more about what he promised us, and keep going to him. He's always going to be there for us. And then just to, in Matthew 6, wind it up. These wonderful verses for living a wonderful life. Matthew 6, starting 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? And behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And which of you, by taking thought, being anxious, can add one cubit to his stature? You can't. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. They're always taken care of. And that's what God wants for us. He's given us. He always wants to take care of us. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith, believing? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first, before anything else, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So from those few verses, do you think God wants us to have his wonderfulness, his love, his guidance, his power? Yeah, he wants us to have it all. And he's given it to us freely. And all we have to do is believe it and move on from the past mistakes.